And as I look out and I see many of my generation of lawyers, I know we share the same recollections of the sea changes we've seen in evidence and the practice of law attributable to technology over the course of the last several decades. Because when I came out of UT as a young punk lawyer, thinking I knew a lot more than I really did, I literally could grab a red rope folder, put it under my arm, walk over to the Harris County Courthouse, pick a jury, and try a case. But then very quickly in the early parts of my early 80s practice, things started to change rapidly, brought about by the advent of ubiquitous word processing, cheap photocopy equipment, and the discovery of civil discovery as a tactical tool in resolving cases. So very quickly in my career, going to trial began to look like this, and being in trial began to look like this. And as a consequence of that, while we sought to grapple with the explosion in then the discovery of paper-based information, we turned to digitization very quickly. We started scanning things on glass, subjecting them to optical character recognition technologies, and we found ourselves living in a new place that I've called for some years now digital evidence land. And in digital evidence land, the information we need to marshal for our cases exists in places that increasingly we still fail to go. It may be information on mobile devices, information locally stored in desktop and laptop computers, information stored in huge quantities on servers and databases, information we'll found in network share allocations, information that is stored on a mapped drive letter on a server for the purpose of periodically backing it up to preserve work product.